Sounded great. Okay, we got lots more show coming up here, don't we, Sarah?
We do.
What's on your list there? You see anything?
Well, we could play the quiz if you wanted to play the quiz.
Why are you talking to me like that?
Because I'm looking for a cue from you to what? See if that's what you'd like. Would you like to play the quiz? Because we can.
I'd have another knock, and then we could talk about it. Excuse me a second. Just improvise for a second.
Well, I can say that Steve Meisner and the band were fantastic. And I know that the boys agree with me.
Would you like one?
No, thank you. I'm fine for eggnog right now. Right? Right? They were not half bad.
So you're saying we could play another What Do You Know quiz?
Yeah, we could.
Okay.
It's very simple, actually. If people want to out there want to play, too,
right,
that's also possible.
You know what? I'll go out in the audience here and see if I can find somebody. Oh, no. I got nog in my glasses. It was a setback.
Michael had a small nog
happens
problem
every year.
This morning. We had a, nog issue in the dressing room.
Still lined up for the feed here. I hope there's something left. I think the meatballs might be gone.
No.
Oh, well, it's upset.
All right. There's still plenty of stuff, though. And I know the pickled okra is holding up. Okay. I'm in the audience here now. Oh, hello there. We got Brad Axer. Acres. Oh, it's a K. Oh, there he is, from all the way from Boise, Idaho. Let's say hello. Let's find out about Christmas in Boise. Oh, yeah, come on down here. That's a good idea. You had the right idea. How are you?
I'm pretty good, you know.
Hey, you from around here or what?
I grew up in these parts, yeah.
Well, you did. So then how'd you end up in Idaho then, hey?
You know, the mountains.
There. Oh, the mountains there. It called you?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, I heard something one night. And,
it was the mountains? Are you sure it was the mountains?
Well, actually, it was the lawnmower, the snowblower mechanic there. He was in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
so
didn't find
out. You went out to Boise just to get away from that.
I didn't find out till later. That was him. Yeah.
So, were you Brad Acre?
Yep, that's me.
Acres?
Yep.
Acres?
Acre.
Acre, singular?
Just one.
Was that what you were when you were here? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. And now you're out there, you're that too?
Yeah.
And what brings you back home?
Christmas, you know.
Yeah. With the other Acres here? And where are they headquartered?
There's acres and acres of acres.
And where are they centralized?
Well, one's up in line up there.
An acre? Okay. By marriage or by choice?
By choice.
Oh, by choice. Okay. And then, but I mean, where in Wisconsin would you find an acre?
Middleton.
Middleton, all the way in exotic Middleton, all the way down here to man. It's nice to have you here. What field or line are you in?
Energy efficiency research.
No kidding.
I'm a scientist.
Oh, no kidding. What'd you find lately?
You know, some spare kilowatts to take care of. We're killing kilowatts.
In Milwaukee, we used to have Freddy Kilowatt. You remember him? Freddy Kilowatt? How many of you, though, remember when they used to give away free light bulbs? At the electric company. Okay, we're very not crowd considerate. Free cookbooks. Or free cigarettes on Wisconsin Avenue. That was really good. My mom would go down here because she smoked secretly in the kitchen. She closed both doors in the kitchen and have a cigarette with her feet up. I swear to God, but she'd get them downtown, they give you these little four packs of cigarettes on Wisconsin Avenue. And she was shopping, so she'd keep going past the guy, you know. She'd come back in the cart. Well, I don't know what got off on that.
I'm not sure.
Well, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming.
Good to meet you. I got some potato pants from the potato.
I'm wearing my potato pants.
She got the first 53 from the potato.
Potato guy down here. Throw them off.
Well, they got, you know, plugs on the end.
Potato pants, everybody! The fun never ends at the Wyoming Hall. Throw some to the other side there. Can you go down there? Just go down there. Just keep going. Keep going. Thought I'd never get rid of them, actually. You know, at least keep going. No, further. Keep going. Throw out your potato pins. Okay. That's it for him, then.
Here's this from Becky Bryles. Is there anyone here who plans to go to Hudson Bay to study the Aurora Borealis? Becky, you hope to meet a guy like that, or what are you saying? There is someone who's doing it? What are the odds on finding someone who's willing to do that? Huh? What? What's the sentence on the card?
It's about playing the harmonica.
Oh.
It's harmonica accompaniment.
Who does that?
Well, kind of.
Did you bring the harmonica?
I've spared you.
Oh, did you bring the Borealis at least?
No, but we are going to go up and see the Borealis in February.
And you're going to play the harmonica to it?
I am going to bring it along, yes.
And what is the tune that you've chosen for the Aurora Borealis in Hudson Bay?
Starry, Starry Night.
You should have brought it. This would have been the perfect segue then. It would have been momentous. And your name is?
Mary.
Thanks, Mary. Goes by the one name. Okay, all right, so I guess it answers that question anyway. At least it wasn't a potato pie. Oh, boy. No, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. Too much digging a car out of the damn snowman. How are you?
Just about right. How are you?
Okay, good. Did you get enough to eat?
Oh, yes.
What did you favor among the selections?
Well, the rum cake, of course.
Ooh, the rum. There was rum cake? I could have rubbed some of that in my face pretty easy. Yeah, who made the rum cake? How much rum do you use per ounce? A full cup? There's a full cup. I'm going to find your rum cake, sir. And I'm going to squeeze it. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Michael?
Good. Who you got here?
It's my son, Joey.
Hey, Joey, how are you doing?
Good.
Are you having a good Christmas so far? It hasn't started, I know.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there something that you know you want and have, do people know that?
Yes.
All right, so it's all known. Okay, I can't help you out on that one.
For the kugel, the salt and pepper kugel. I didn't see it.
Jewish people. Do we have some Jewish people here? Can you explain the lack of a kugel, please? Okay, no one admits to being it, so.
Thank you.
I could have made a kugel, but it's... they have to bake, actually, for 3 to 4 months. They get fully crisp. My mother's recipe, you just keep it baking. Are we related? Jerry Dubman from Appleton says, in Chicago, cousin married a Larry Feldman 40 years ago. Nah, probably not. What? Oh, okay. That means it's time for the What Do You Know quiz, a chance for you to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. If you haven't eaten too much and you don't, you want to try it, honey? Yeah, you're up for this? Okay, come on over here. Come on down here. She's ready. Oh, yeah, let's get out of the speaker here. That could kill our ears forever. And we're just growing up. And we are, who are you?
Gladys.
Gladys? You know, you don't hear the name Gladys anymore, and I really like it. It's such a nice name. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Are you the only Gladys that you've met?
My grandma's name, middle name is Gladys.
Your grandma and you, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need more Gladyses, or whatever the plural of Gladys would be.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do, Gladys, right now?
Play my harp.
You play a harp? You didn't bring it, did you? Okay. All right, Gladys, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I took my dad here, and he really wanted me to...
Finally, a good reason. All right, let's go up this way. Come on, Gladys. We can get through here. Oh, that eggnog catches up with you pretty quick. I'm all right. Gladys, you want to have a seat right down there, dear? Oh, watch out for the Baldoni, though. That's worth a lot of money. I've never seen an actual Baldoni before. Did you ever play the accordion or anything like that? Ever try it? That's a Baldoni there. That could pay your way through college if you took that. So, Gladys, what are you reading now? Reading? You're a reader, I bet, aren't you? What are you reading?
I was reading a book called Chasing Vermeer.
Chasing Vermeer?
Yeah.
The artist? Yeah? Is it good?
Yeah.
What part did you get to?
I finished it.
Oh, you did? How did it come out?
Good.
Yeah. Did they find Vermeer?
No, but it was one of Vermeer's paintings.
It was? Is there a painting called Chasing Vermeer? No, he probably didn't paint one like that. Which painting was it that was involved in the book? Which one?
The Lady Writing.
Oh, The Lady Writing. That Vermeer. Have you picked up another book since Vermeer?
Yeah. I just read Down the Rabbit Hole.
Down the Rabbit Hole?
Yeah.
Who's that by?
Peter Abrahams.
Oh, and what's the story behind that?
It's about a girl that gets involved in a murder thing.
Oh, murder thing?
Yeah.
She's like a detective?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Would you recommend it as something that I would enjoy, do you think?
Sure.
Thanks, Gladys. I appreciate that. And then, where are you going to school these days, Gladys?
River Bluff Middle School.
River Bluff Middle
School. In Stoughton.
In Stoughton? Okay. Any shout-outs to teachers that could do you some good?
My favorite teacher is Mrs. Raisback.
Yeah, what does she do that's special?
She's a social studies teacher and my reading teacher.
Oh.
She's really nice.
She's nice, yeah. Good. Okay, Mrs. Raisback. Remember that. Grading time's coming up. Gladys said you were really nice. Gladys, someone out there plays along with you, and you know this quiz works. Someone out there plays along, and we have a qualifying question, don't we, Sarah?
We do, yeah.
And what do they call in then?
Yeah, they dial 1-800-942-5669, and they answer a qualifying question that you are now searching.
Oh, no, I'm not searching. I got it right here.
Okay, there you go.
We want to know the average number of holiday parties the average American goes to in an average holiday year. Okay? There is a number to this, and if you get pretty darn close to it, then you get to qualify and play with Gladys here. The number of holiday parties the average American attends in an average year, such as this average year. Let's go to the phones right now. John's on the line from Mansfield, Pennsylvania. Hey, John.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You got a party tonight, John?
I do, yeah.
Where are you going?
Going to a holiday party, actually.
Okay.
Friend's house.
A friend's house?
Just made some peanut butter pies for it.
Peanut butter pies?
That's true.
What a good idea. What a good idea. I bet they're waiting for you with those peanut butter pies. John, how many average holiday parties?
How many average?
Average.
Holiday parties.
Not average parties. How many parties on average?
Oh, within how many?
I don't know. Just say something and I'll tell you.
How about five?
Five is exactly on the number, wow. Right. Oh, John. Oh, boy. So, John, did you read that Vermeer, Chasing Vermeer book?
I did not, but I'm very impressed that she said she plays the harp.
Yes.
I'm a music teacher, actually, so very impressive.
Made in heaven here. Do you have any harpists on call there?
I do not. I have no harpists.
Yeah. Student. Do you have your own harp? Those are, kind of expensive, though, aren't they? You're better off with an accordion, I really think. This Baldoni here, you'd probably get a couple Baldonis for one harp.
I would think.
Yeah. Okay, Gladys and John, you are a team right now. You got music and your music teacher and got a sympathetic vibe going. So the two of you work together on this quiz. And what are those categories then, Sarah?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, John, pick the first one. What would you like?
How about things I should have learned at school.
School it is. Santa prefers the North Pole, but Father Christmas can be found in one of the following places: Gdansk, Poland, Lapland, Finland, or Yakutsk, Siberia. Father Christmas. Related to Santa Claus. Some think the same person.
And we're allowed to work together on this?
Yes, talk it over now.
Yeah.
Where would you find Father Christmas? Lapland, Finland, Gdansk, Poland, or Lapland, Finland, or Yakutsk, Siberia, or Lapland, which is in Finland.
I'm thinking Lapland.
Lapland? That's right, Lapland. Good. Finland. Father Christmas. Okay, we're at the...
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, science,
okay, then
or
what's
odds
left
and
there?
Ends.
Is there anything left besides that?
No.
That's it? Okay, yeah. Okay. Gladys?
Science.
Blame the nog, Sarah. human intelligence, is it trending down or up? According to Stanford, so you got to take that into account. Human intelligence, I mean, genetically or whatever it would be. Is it trending?
I guess I would have to think it's trending up. I don't know. What do you think, Gladys? Gladys? Or maybe trending down.
So we're getting more intelligent or less intelligent, genetically speaking. Need an answer. Need an answer.
Less intelligent.
You're saying trending down?
I'll go with Gladys on that one. I'll say less, yeah.
I'm afraid it's trending down. That's what Stanford... According to Stanford, anywhere else it's going up. But Stanford, yeah. Stanford.
The remaining categories are current events, people,
what
places,
are those remaining
or
categories?
Odds and ends. That would be current events, okay. People, places, or odds and ends. The score also, if anybody's interested,
yes.
Is 2 right and 0.
Well, that would be your job, though, wouldn't it? I can't worry about all aspects. John, back to you. What would you like?
How about current events?
Current events, okay. Anything newsworthy on how the two Chicago convicts escaped from prison? Their mode of escape, I guess, is, seemed to make the news. Did you read about that?
I did not,
no.
Actually.
No. What?
Usually pretty.
No? In the news? No? Gladys, didn't see that?
Nope.
No? Don't read the Sun-Times? No?
Some,
read Vermeer? You don't read the Sun-Times? I don't know.
Something about a
okay.
Rope?
About the, there was a rope involved,
about
but...
A rope.
They called a cab, I thought, was the most important part of that story. They took a cab once they hit the street. So that's kind of interesting. That would be...
Did they get that right or wrong?
It's that'd
very,
be a wrong.
That
because,
would be wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be two
yeah.
Right, one wrong.
Okay, don't worry about it. That was not a good question for anybody. What's left there, Sarah?
People, places, or odds and ends.
People, places, odds and ends. Gladys?
Places.
Places could be anywhere. Yes, it is. Christmas dinner in East Africa. Oh, get away from the phone, kid. Come on, kids. Daddy's on the quiz now.
I'm back. No
okay.
Problem. Sorry about that.
I think they want your attention. That's a cry for attention.
Yeah.
Christmas dinner in East Africa. The main course. East Africa Christmas dinner. Is it most likely to be ham, turkey, or goat?
I would think goat.
You would think goat.
Okay,
but
sure, goat.
Goat? Yes, you're right, and fufu, and okra soup, and jollof rice, and chin chin, and puff puff for dessert. Congratulations, they won it! Oh, my God! Nice going, Gladys!
Gladys, whether you're a proactive self-starter or just looking for a paradigm shift, you can benefit from corporate flashcards perfectly designed for your age range, each featuring a pronunciation guide, definition, and synonym from uncommongoods.com. John, make it a New Year's resolution to expand your mental horizons with the book What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman. And both of you can enjoy a Wisconsin holiday classic filled with brats and beer in The Cheesehead Night Before Christmas, a book by Fred Lane and Roby Wagner, with illustrations by Amanda Baker from Cheese and Quackers Publishing. And keep entertained well into the new year with What Do You Know the Party Game from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Gladys. Great job. Let's hear it for Gladys. We go either way, dear, whatever works best for you.